And welcome back to the mixtape. My name is Brian Cleveland. I'll be with you for the remainder of this hour, about 54 minutes remaining to the program, this two-hour program of fine new Canadian music coming at you live on local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick, and online at localfm.ca every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. If you missed the first hour of the program, if you're just tuning in, you missed some fine music. We heard new tunes from Thomas Darcy, Matty Powell, Aaron Propp with Larry Roy, Jana Lauren, Joshua Van Tassel, Justin Rutledge, Wayne Hansen, and Shotgun Jimmy. Mostly in the first part of the program, we played albums that we hadn't played at all on the program at all. And then towards the end of the hour, we moved on to some new tracks to the program from albums that we've heard, and we're going to keep going in that vein just for a little bit longer so that we can get some airplay into your ears of some great new Maritime and St. John records. We're going to hear the lead tracks from the new releases from Penny Blacks and David R. Elliott. The first track is called Our Old Rooms. That is from the Silver Screen EP just released by Penny Blacks. And then we're going to hear a track from Rearrange by David R. Elliott, which is called Flower Dress. Following that, we're going to hear a track from the new Grapes of Wrath record. We're going to hear the lead track from that, and it is called Good to See You. Stay tuned. All kinds of great stuff piled up and ready to come at you over the next little while. And yeah, that's about it. Here is Penny Blacks.
Well, they can renovate our old room. from the stacked up boxes come sent back from you. All you have to do is cover up your lips inside my head.
Here.
And you just heard two tracks from the new Grapes of Wrath record called High Road. That was a track called Isn't There. And before that, Good to See You. You also heard David R. Elliott and From Rearrange, a track called Flower Dress. And from the new Penny Black's EP, the lead track, Our Old Rooms. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM across the globe every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. in the St. John, New Brunswick, Port City area. And also, you could potentially be listening to us in the future to this live recording, either from the NCRA Program Exchange on your local campus and community radio station, or maybe you downloaded it yourself on radioforall.net. If you're interested in checking it out, that is radioforall.net. It is the number four, radioforall.net. And yeah, there's an RSS feed in there that you can subscribe to the program. It's also being reviewed by iTunes, so you might be able to subscribe to the program soon in iTunes, so check that out. We're going to move on to an artist that I've had the pleasure of hearing her record since back in January, but it actually received its physical real release yesterday, March 26, 2013. It is a really cool Calgarian soul R&B artist by the name of Joanna Borromeo, and you should definitely check this album out. We played selections from it in the past, and she is going to be going on her first tour in April, so check her out in your city if possible. We're going to play two tracks from this record. We're going to play Train Ride and Good Times in Love. Stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape. Here is Joanna Borromeo.
Thank you. town coming. Four seasons gone with the wind. There was nothing sacred about my living, at least in my own mind. My wheels have started going again after the thousand circles drawn, with no end to the time that was spent in the dark of the tunnel I was in. But somehow I found a way to begin. The good times in times in love. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. At last I felt my toes touch the sand. All I could see was the way my hair played with the beams of light that flashed through the sea I was drowning myself in. Somewhere between feeling alive and dead, I caught the very fear that plagued my heart. It's at last stone made of glass, and when it broke, I was set free to roam. The places my heart felt I should know, like the good times in
And you just heard the two closing tracks to Calgarian soul R&B songwriter Joanna Baromeo's debut album, Kaleidoscope. And those are tracks called Good Times in Love and Train Ride. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM, where I strive to bring you the latest and greatest of new Canadian music and more. And we're going to take the odd delve, the rare delve, into a bit of louder territory. So if you aren't a big fan of loud music, beware. But this is, you know, some pretty good stuff. It's not some the stuff that I necessarily listen to all the time, but it is some fine, loud Canadian, Atlantic Canadian music, and we're going to bring it your way. This is going to be starting off Chainsaw Boogie, and they are a thrashabilly group from Sussex, and their debut record is called Hillbilly Hardcore. We're going to hear the lead track from that album, Skrull Invasion. We're going to move on to St. John alternative rock group Verse the Sun and their brand new album, And Moon, their debut album. We're going to hear the lead track from that album, Off Course. And then we're going to move on to the fine purveyors of East Coast underground metal, Orchid's Curse, who come from us via Diminished Fifth Records. And their new album, their third album, is called Words. And again, we're going to hear the lead track from that album called Baptismal Practice. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Mixtape, brought to you by Local 107.3 FM. Got about 25 minutes left with you this evening, and some great music lined up following this as well. So stay tuned. Here is Chainsaw Boogie.
Cause you know, brand new weapon, lock and load.
And that was Baptismal Practice, the lead track from the new Orchid's Curse record called Words. Before that, in that set, you heard Verse the Moon, Verse the Sun, and from their album And Moon, the lead track of Course, and then the lead track from Chainsaw Boogie's debut record, the Thrashability group out of Sussex, brought you a track called Skrull Invasion. We're going to move on here, just a few minutes left, about 15 minutes left to the program, and I'm going to bring you three more tracks. You're going to hear from the second album by Flying Down Thunder and Rise Ashen called North Wind, as they delve deeper into their musical collaboration, which is sort of a mix of traditional Algonquin chanting and futuristic dance floor beats, spanning the range of deep house, neo disco, hip hop, breakbeat, and loads more. The Ottawa duet, or duo, I should say, were nominated for a Juno Award in 2012 for their debut record for Aboriginal Album of the Year. And they're definitely bringing out some really interesting stuff. And we're going to play the last track on their new record called Visions Dub. We're then going to move on to some Mark Templeton and his new record, Jealous Heart. I'm just going to read you a little bit from the release because generally they can say it best. Templeton's music is always difficult to truly classify, which is part of its charm. It is way too dense and detailed to qualify as ambient in the traditional sense, and instead developing itself into a highly organized, spacious clutter. It is electroacoustic music that harkens to tape machines and misused instruments of yesteryear, viewed wholeheartedly through the prism of ultramodernity, of an awareness what has transpired in between. And I've heard a little bit about it. I've heard a little bit of it, and it is pretty great. It was released back on March 18th. Definitely check it out. It can be purchased in North America through Spire Recordings. We're going to close out the show with a track from a album that I really enjoy, and I, for some reason, haven't got around to playing it yet on the program. It is by a musical project called Mid Pines and is called Corpse Pose. There is a review on Earshot. If you don't know, Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report, which is produced in conjunction with campus and community radio stations across Canada and the National Campus and Community Radio Association. The review is written by Tristan Norenberg Goodmanson, and I'm just going to read it to you here in its entire, just pretty short paragraph. Mid Pines has created an album of soft, temperate, delicate electronica melodies. The ambient movement is ambitious without being overtly pressing or mathematical. The album's title refers to a yoga position known as the corpse pose, where the body lies down and consciously drawing out dense negative energies into the earth. The album cover art is a pen and ink figure, a sketch of what appears to be a sitting monk. The composition and arrangement of Mid Pines electronica would befit an educated or neophyte listener of ambient and damn tempo electronica. The resurgence in electronica of the digital breath phenomenon is philosophically attributed to both track titles and musical movements on Corpse Pine. This nine-song album should inspire the first or last song in a playlist and is yet another successful entry into the expanding catalog of Canadian electronica. And towards that suggestion of it being the first or last song in a playlist, we'll let it be the last song of the program. So thank you so much for tuning in. You've been listening to The Mixtape, brought to you live every Wednesday from 6 to 8 p.m. on Local 107.3 FM and localfm.ca. Or you can download the program at radioforall.net, or perhaps you're listening to it on your favorite campus and community radio station in your community, thanks to the National Campus and Community Radio Association Program Exchange. That's all for me this evening. Here's a few tracks for you. We're going to start off with Visions Dub by Flying Down Thunder and Rise Ashen. Thanks so much for tuning in. Stay tuned. Loads of great campus and community radio programming coming your way. Stay tuned.